it will have to be such a high number that it would become counterproductive in relation to other areas, in terms of what disposable income the worker would have and the very expensive nature of how it is for the businessman, for the employer to run his business. So, Madam Speaker, the other option, I'm supporting of a national health insurance system. I'm trying to push it for the region, for our OECS region. And not only that, to work with the private sector too, and to buy in with the private sector, and to see if we can bring Barbados, therefore, and if possible, people out of Trinidad. So you have a larger pool of insured persons for health, so that the premium payments will be lower. That is the model. And by the way, the experts agree with me. But you know, what happened is this. SCL and the Trumpians tell them, man, toss all that thing in the air and let people bite. But when you get there, tell them, well, boy, you realize, you know, the circumstances change, it's too difficult. But I am telling you, while I am in the land that they live in, that if you vote for them on that basis, you will be profoundly disappointed, because it can never happen. Or if it happened, what do they say? All they do, they just simply save the money on the government side and put the burden on the worker.